from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We'll get to Around the Bases and some Jared Sandler here in just a minute. Stephen Jones is on San Antonio radio this evening, the San Antonio sports star. And he'll be on, of course, with us, you know, on Mondays and Fridays and KMC Masterpiece and us. And Stephen and Jerry are so good. But,
we have him tomorrow.
Yeah, we have Stephen tomorrow. Yeah. And, you know, we'll maybe follow up with him on this. But people are trying to interpret, why did Stephen Jones answer this question about the Dak Prescott negotiation so close to his vest? Here's the cut.
Stephen, appreciate you jumping on with us today. A lot of talk, obviously, about the contract for Dak Prescott. I go back to when we were talking in Oxnard. How close are we, Stephen?
Yeah. My normal line is just don't know. You never know until they're done. And really don't want to comment at all about the negotiation.
Well, I tell you, Stephen, it was interesting today because Mike McCarthy walks out of the Star with a big smile on his face. Dak had a big smile on his face. I'm assuming that's either you're close or we're getting close to some real football.
I think they're ready for some football. And we'll see about the contract. We're hard at it and trying to get something done.
Well, I was kind of hoping you'd help us break some news here, Stephen, and let us know.
Having some fun down there, San Antonio radio. How do you interpret that, Brian?
Yeah, I think the fact that Stephen will usually give you some type of comment. I kind of read it as if he's close, he's not going to say anything. So, you know, this is, I think, me, and this thing's gone like a roller coaster ride. It's been up and down. You know, Dak, does he want it? Does he doesn't? Team want it? You know, do they want it? Who does? Who knows? But I think the fact that Stephen really doesn't want to comment about it right now might be a really good sign for you.
Yeah, that's my recollection
that
as well. Yeah.
We've given them an offer. Let's see what they say.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to do anything to jeopardize because, you know, the Joneses are on a lot of media. So they're going to be on all those platforms tomorrow with us as well. So, you know, same questions will be asked. And you know, I think Stephen just doesn't – the other side's listening to what you're saying too.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that Stephen's being very, very conscious of that. And, this could be a pretty good sign for you if he doesn't want to comment about it.
When negotiations are close, this is the kind of Stephen Jones answer you get.
Yeah, you don't. He just
when
does. Yeah, he
when
just
they're
shuts
much farther
down.
Off, he'll at least pontificate a little
exactly.
bit on it and give you
exactly.
something and some belief in the player yeah. type of answer. But that's where we are tonight. If the reports are to be believed, it's just a matter of years and not APY that's keeping them apart. So I think we'll get something probably tomorrow. probably tomorrow afternoon. We'll be talking about it here in the G-Bag Nation. Mm-hmm. That's my call. Here's Wolchuk with your proper round tripper brought to you by Uber Eats.
Thank you very much. We've got ESPN. They've got the most talented cores in Major League Baseball. They ranked all 30. And this is written by Kylie McDaniel, who does an excellent job as their ESPN MLB insider. It's the third time that he's done this list. So he says, to make it easier to see which team has more talent, he splits players into three tiers. You've got elite, which is players with five or more WAR, which is wins above replacement, or MVP candidates. You've got plus players, which are 3 to 5 WAR types, which is 3 to 5 wins above replacement. And then solid players, which are your valuable role players, your low-end starters, and your pitching rotation. So number one, he's got the Dodgers. The Dodgers were ranked second last year, third the year before. The Braves were ranked number one in this list. The previous 2 years, they dropped to 2. And then the Orioles round out the top 3. There are a couple of teams in the AL West that are in the top 10.
Let's go, Rangers! War
Mariners.
Daddies.
Oh, Mariners are at 4. Mariners last year were at 3. They drop a spot. Elite, he's got Julio Rodriguez. Plus players, he's got Cal Raleigh, Logan Gilbert, George Kirby, J.P. Crawford, Randy Arozarena, who they just traded for, and Luis Castillo. And then a plethora of solid players. Then you've got the Astros at 7. He's got Yordan Alvarez as their only elite player. Jose Altuve, Hunter Brown, Jeremy Pena, and Josh Hader in their plus category. The solid, not to go through all of them, but he's got Ronel Blanco, Spencer Arrigetti, who got blasted last night. And then some of their pitchers like Christian Javier and Luis Garcia are listed on here. You got to go down to the middle of the pack. Texas Rangers coming at number 15. And it's a big drop-off from a year ago. They were 14 in 2022. They moved up to number 4 on Kylie McDaniel's list last year. They've dropped to 15. He's got Corey Seager as the only elite player. Only plus players, he's got Simeon and DeGrom. DeGrom's not even in the elite category. Solid, he's got Wyatt, Evan Carter, Adolis Garcia, Kamar Rocker, Young, Josh Smith, Cody Bradford, who's pitching tonight, Jonah Heim, and he does have Jack Leiter listed in this category. Kylie McDaniel writes, it has been a tough year for the defending champs. Carter and Young have struggled because of injuries. Garcia and Heim have had down years, and the Scherzer deal didn't go as expected. Langford hasn't quite figured it out yet after being rushed to the majors, but I think he's going to be fine.
Oh, he just
and
figured
he's figured it out,
it out
now,
yeah.
Kylie.
Uh-huh.
On the bright
pick
side,
up a paper.
Rocker
on,
and Leiter
guy.
Are showing signs they both could reach their potential as former top 5 picks and could possibly be in the big league rotation together next season. So, look. I think that the Rangers are getting shafted on this a little bit. I mean, I think when you're talking big picture, I think the Rangers' futures are looking a little bit brighter, you know, 5 years from now than the Astros is. I get right now the Astros are going to do it again. They're probably going to win this AL West unless they just completely pee down their leg, which we're hoping for, and the M's catch them. But
they lost to the Reds today, 1-0.
That's great. I mean, the Reds have been kicking their butt.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Rangers are dropping in the middle of the pack here. They've been dropping in all categories. It's a reflection on the underperformance this year. But I think this gets corrected next year, and the playoffs are right back. The Rangers are right back in the postseason.
I hope so. You know, we got to build a bullpen again. You know, we might have an owner. And, you know, I think if you look at the last 2 years outside of the World Series run, the team's under 500. You know, so middle of the pack kind of makes sense to me. I think it's going to be a huge year, a huge spring for Adolis Garcia, for Jonah Heim, and for Evan Carter. You know, you get those three guys turned around, I think everybody else is going to be, you know, solid in who they are. But you just had so many down years. I think Simeon bounces back. I think Wyatt Langford is on his way to being a perennial all-star.
Agreed.
And you have enough starting pitching now. We're just back to bullpen. But I think it's fair right now to kind of rank this organization or this roster collectively about middle of the pack.
Just and 15 or so.
It's a big challenge for CY and Bochy to turn this into a perennial winner.
And I would agree with that if you didn't have the Mariners up at 4. Like, the Mariners on paper look really good. But the Mariners on the diamond have not lived up to those expectations. They made
manager.
The playoffs a couple of years ago. They just fired the manager, and things have gotten worse at first for them.
Yeah.
So I don't get, like, if that's the line of thinking, that is reasonable. But I don't know that Kylie McDaniel's thinking like that. If you're going to put the Mariners at 4, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. That doesn't line up.
No, we're very close to the Mariners,
yeah,
which
right?
You know, I'm not bragging about, but I'm just saying.
Come on.
over-elevated them.
Shout out to Shohei Imanaga and the Cubs. He threw seven shutout innings, and the bullpen came in, completed a combined no-no last night.
First time since 72, I believe.
All right, it's time for Jared's Rangers preview. We'll step aside, come back. It's set for the pregame show next. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The champs. Shoot, yeah, welcome back, Nation. It's time now for Jared's Rangers preview, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Segment is presented by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Please do join us tomorrow. We have a remote on Lemon at the Buffalo Wild Wings. Looking forward to that. Stephen Jones is going to join us. We'll be talking Cowboys with Steve at 3 as Jared Sandler joins you now here in the Nation. Jared, how are you?
What's up?
Buddy, is getting back to 500 a doable goal here for this team? We're playing good baseball, aren't we? What, winners of 7 of 9 now?
Yeah, 7 of 9. Yeah, I think it's realistic. I mean, you know, the Angels, I got to watch what I say here, but the Angels are not a very good team, so there are certainly winnable games there. And you know, that's one of the shames of it all, as we talked about, you know, the tough schedule, but how it opened up in September and it was a little bit more manageable, and it certainly is. But, yeah, I think getting back to 500 is realistic, and I don't know if they will get there, obviously. But, you know, the crazy thing is, I mean, if they win tonight, they're 7.5 back, and that's definitely not an easy hill to climb. But, you know, if they're a good weekend away and a continued Astros slide away to making this thing maybe a conversation again.
Maybe Broadus's question about Janko's catch being the turning point of the season was actually, you know, he knew, he was ahead of his time.
Broadus is wise, and he obviously, Bo knows, Broadus knows. So if we find ourselves in a playoff hunt with this ball club over the final week, then Broadus will have been a true soothsayer.
Well, we got the clutch gene offensively from Bang Bang. We got the defensive clutch gene moment last night.
Yeah, how about that?
Center field, Wyatt Langford, collision course?
Yeah, I think, listen, he's obviously got the athleticism to do it. And, you know, his arm's actually better than I think people expected. But, you know, teams don't seem to care as much about having a great arm in center as they used to. It's more about the range, and he's got the ability to check that box in a big way. I guess the only question is, you know, this is a turf field. Center field in general, no matter the surface, is taxing. What is his best attribute? His best attribute is his bat. And I almost wonder, like, thinking just conceptually and team building, if, you know, I want my center fielder to maybe be more of a center fielder first type, who is obviously able to produce offensively, but not someone whose best asset is the bat, just because that can be such a physically taxing position. With that said, at age 22, 23, 24, if you see Wyatt Langford in center, I mean, not a big deal at all. His body should hopefully be able to withstand it here in his early 20s.
How's the Elvis vibes been like out there?
No one's really said much about it. I mean, you know, so that's going to go down tomorrow. I think people are are excited. But to be honest with you, I really haven't heard a whole lot about Elvis in terms of chatter today. But I think people are just generally excited that he's going to come back, retire as a Ranger, and then we'll take the next steps beyond that.
Cody Bradford gets the start. I know we've had plenty of rotation conversation this week, but like, Cody's been awesome. Where do you think he kind of fits in if he's able to kind of hit his peak in a rotation?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. I think he's definitely, when you go into the offseason, like, to me, it's not, oh, is he a long reliever in the bullpen or the rotation? Like, I want this guy starting. You know, I don't care that he didn't throw 96 miles an hour. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, he's getting the job done. I don't know. You know, I think mid-rotation, whatever that might mean to people. I don't know that I look at Cody Bradford and think this guy's going to be a staff ace. But, again, I don't know that, you know, there's any reason to put a ceiling on a guy that, you know, continues to get better with more time and, you know, has the work ethic and the IQ to, you know, continue to grow.
Everything good with our guy Ron after a down year? They're not talking about him being on the hot seat already, are they?
Yeah, I don't think so, as long as Perry Manassian remains their GM. But, gosh, that's tough, and I don't know that it's going to get any better for him over there.
Right on.
Well, hey, when White Langford homers, what's the bang-bang call? Like, how do we execute this? How do you guys envision this?
There's a long fly ball to deep left field. The left fielder back. It is gone. Bang, bang.
Okay. All right, we can do that. Let's see if he goes yard tonight.
He's going yard tonight. Dude,
2-3 or 6-7.
He's on fire.
We need those innings, right? 2-3, 6-7?
2-3, 6-7. Let's do it.
Thanks, right, buddy.
See you, fellas.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on X, a must-follow for Rangers fans everywhere. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control. 4.5 hours flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. Of course, thanks to Wolchuk and Chio Follow, your nosebleed brothers, every afternoon here with us in the G-Bag Nation. And Brian Broaddus, former Cowboys scout. Back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings on Lemon. Stephen Jones joins us at 3 o'clock. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation, Eddies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.